You're listening to SBS News.
As chairperson of the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia, Mary Patetsos has been helping migrant communities prepare for next week's mass vaccination program.
People need to make an informed decision, consent to vaccination. And vaccination is one of our weapons to fight COVID. It's not the only one, because we still need to maintain social and public hygiene. But it's about rolling out the vaccination program to our communities and making sure that they're confident in that vaccination program and in the vaccine is a really important job for all of us.
Facebook's decision to ban Australian news content has also affected non-news groups, including government health websites and community groups. Ms. Patetsos says it could not have come at a worse time.
In many respects, it's those people, that young people in particular, and middle-aged people who are using Facebook more than older people, so then able to communicate to older people in our communities who otherwise may not get information quickly enough. It's absolutely critical that any information that goes out to communities is accurate. Any information that goes out that's inaccurate, we have to work very hard to undo.
A coalition of public health groups and technology experts, Reset Australia, has been tracking misinformation on social media platforms. Reset Australia's executive director, Chris Cooper, says Facebook's decision is only going to fuel the growth of misinformation.
We've seen rising vaccine hesitancy in Australia over the last 12 months, and we know that part of that is due to the role of misinformation on social media platforms and the echo chambers that the algorithm of those platforms trap people into. And so this is likely to make that worse. It couldn't have come at a worse time for the rollout of the vaccine, and Facebook should be thinking about that and the impact on the Australian public, but certainly this would remove any shred of social license that the company has to make such reckless decisions at a time like this.
Facebook has issued a statement saying the company's commitment to combating misinformation has not changed.
We are directing people to authoritative health information and notifying them of new updates via our COVID-19 information centre. We're also continuing our third-party fact-checking partnerships with AAP and AFP News Agency, who review content and debunk false claims online.
Tech companies are set to release within weeks their strategy on how they plan to address misinformation. Reset Australia's Chris Cooper says what he has seen so far has not alleviated his concerns.
The voluntary code was developed by industry itself. The consultation process has been a joke, to say the least, and there's very little in there that lays out how it would be enforced or really responds to any of the views or viewpoints of civil society actors, researchers and academics who have been speaking about this for a long time. It's largely a delay tactic, which we think will see the voluntary code be enacted, completely fail, and then we will move towards something that's more mandatory. In the meantime, that's months or years, and the Australian public loses out that whole time.
Dr. Timothy Graham, Senior Lecturer of Digital Media and Communication at the Queensland University of Technology, says more disreputable sources are already taking over the space left by professional news organisations.
Rebel News, the commentary website, the far right, or conservative commentary website that Avi Yemini writes for, it was still active, right? And I'm not sure what the status of it is now. So, I think the logical consequence of all of this is that it will skew upwards the illegitimate or disreputable or problematic sources.
Belinda Barnett is a senior lecturer in media and communications at Swinburne University of Technology in Melbourne. She says there are real implications for democracy and trust in institutions.
The ability for Australians to access fact-checked and current information is very important to our democracy and our ability to make informed decisions. So Facebook coming out like this and censoring news content is, I think, a direct attack on democracy.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.